Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A little after 5 o'clock on the fan. We'll get back to your calls coming up. Set you up for tonight's Yankees-Braves game as the Mets rollicking in Chicago to an 11-1 ninth inning lead. But right now, it's that time of day.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel baconator today. All right, for those of you in your car right now, one of my favorite interleague matchups, which is why I'm excited to go to the game after the show today, Yankees-Braves. Fun, underwritten rivalry, even though the Mets and Braves are a bigger rival in this town. I'm going to give you the five best Yankee-Braves moments of my life. I'm doing the sniff thing a lot. I hate that. I got to work that out of my brain. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Francisco Cervelli's home run, 2009. Yankees down in Atlanta, just a meh, six games over. That homer sparked a big win, sparked a big series win in Atlanta, and the 09 Yankees never looked back.
You're right. Sometimes seasons are defined by one game or one moment as a turnaround. We were talking a couple of days ago, what would it be for the Mets if their season really has turned around? Obviously, it's Grimace throwing out the first pitch.
Stop.
But in the case of the 2009 Yankees, as the legend goes, Francisco Cervelli game. Also, Joe Girardi was ejected from that game.
Yes, that's right. Look, team needed a spark. Again, never looked back. Here we go.
Number four.
Didn't happen in a game, happened after the game. Wade Boggs riding the police horse following winning the World Series in Game 6, 96. To this day, I will tell you, that is singularly the best championship celebration I've ever witnessed, of course, the four major sports.
Yeah, I mean, it was wild.
It was, he's on a horse in the outfield.
It just feels like it doesn't belong.
Right.
So think about this.
The horses are always there.
In the 80s with the Mets, and before that with the Yankees in the 70s, celebrations featured fans running onto the field.
Right.
Like a wild scene. 96 was going to be like our first real celebration since basically the Mets winning the division in 1988. Mm-hmm. And so the horses were there to stop the insanity.
Yes.
And so it was kind of new of fans not running on the field. And obviously, Wade took advantage of the situation.
Do you think the horse went, hey, get off of me?
Number three.
Number three is Chad Curtis's walk-off home run, Game 3, 1999 World Series. Great comeback. Mike Remlinger meatball over the plate, and the sweep was on from there.
Do you remember what that is most remembered for?
That home run? Or that World Series.
That after that home run.
When Chad Curtis got interviewed by Jim Gray and he told him, screw off, we didn't like the way that you handled Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
That's right.
So the Yankees were pissed off at Jim Gray for the way he, I guess, interviewed Pete Rose. And
at the All-Star game.
At the All-Star game. That was it.
I remember that. Actually.
And so Chad Curtis, who, by the way, Google him. He's
a
disgusting
not a good
guy.
By not the a good
way,
guy.
Was a part of the group that said, we're not going to talk to you, Jim.
You're impressed that I remember that.
That was a good call. Good little remembrance.
Evans found his match. Here we go.
Number two.
Joe Girardi's triple, Game 6, 1996 World Series. The stadium quite literally shook, and that was the moment where I think it became very real for Yankee fans that their World Series drought was going to end, and the Yankees were going to finish it up that day.
All right, let's get to number one. I'm curious.
Okay.
Number one.
The Jim Leyritz homer. Game 3, 96. For me, why it's most memorable?
It's fine. There's no wrong answer.
That game changed my life forever as a sports fan.
I have always been, when you think of the 96 World Series, there are two games in particular that just jump out at you. Game 4 and Game 5.
Right.
Okay? And Game 4 was the Jim Leyritz game because they were on their way to going down 3-1.
Right.
Game 5 was pound for pound, Tiki, one of the great baseball games you'll ever see. 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Pettit against John Smoltz. And the game ended on a great running catch by Luis Polonia.
It wasn't O'Neill,
no, Luis Polonia hit it.
Right.
I'm sorry. Polonia was a former Yankee.
Right.
Luis Polonia hit a gapper, and Paul O'Neill made this just incredible running catch. And I remember at the time, and then I rewatched it during the pandemic. What else is there? I was like, that is pound for pound one of the greatest baseball games I've ever seen. And it gave the Yankees a 3-2 series lead. I mean, think about the importance of it.
I could have went with that. But the Leyritz homer changed my life because I went to bed. I went to bed on it, and
excuse me,
I went to bed early. I gave up on the Yankees that night as a kid. My dad never let me forget it the rest of my life. And from this point, I don't care if a game is 13-1 in the playoffs or you're getting blown out. I will never, ever, ever go to bed or give up on a game early again after the Leyritz homer.
That's a lesson, all right.
All right, that's Cinco de Five.
Yeah, and he does it because the Yankees are playing the Braves tonight. Chris Sale against Carlos Rodon. It's so funny. Interleague play is so stupid now because guys switch leagues as often as they do.
Right.
I was looking at the pitching matchups this weekend. Chris Sale was in the American League his entire career. So the Yankees seeing him, not a big deal. Carlos Rodon was just in the National League a few years ago. The Braves seeing him, not a big deal. Charlie Morton is pitching for the Braves tomorrow, was in the Yankee division for all those years. So it's funny, like, I think early on in interleague play, it was unique because you were seeing players that you never normally see. And nowadays, you see all of these guys. But the headline about tonight's Yankee-Brave game, as Sean mentioned at about 3 o'clock, if you want to rewind on the Odyssey app to hear someone almost physically die on the radio because they were so upset, is that the Yankee lineup tonight features Jamai Jones batting fifth. And that caused major angst from one Sean Borash. So the regulars that are out tonight are Alex Verdugo and Gleyber Torres. I think Verdugo is a strict day off, if we're correct.
Yeah.
And Gleyber is dealing with that groin issue. So their lineup tonight brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, features Volpe, Soto, Judge, Giancarlo. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're all good.
Yes.
And then Jamai Jones batting fifth, DJ LeMahieu 6, Jose Trevino 7, Ben Rice 8, and Oswaldo Cabrera is playing second base tonight and batting ninth.
Hmm.
And that lineup has caused Sean to be very upset.
How is Oswaldo Cabrera not hitting fifth? Like, honestly, you're allowing a guy only on a roster to pinch run to be your fifth hitter in that lineup. That is a joke for a team with World Series aspirations.
You're out of breath.
I know. It's just so frightening. It makes no sense.
This is like really upsetting to you.
I know. It's been 2 hours. I thought he'd be calmer.
All I ask is this, and I
get why
I
put in a Cabrera at the bottom of the lineup. Because you don't fully trust him to be a consistent five-hole hitter, but he can also do some pretty great things. Get on base and create RB opportunities for the top of the lineup, right?
Can we make an agreement on this?
What?
Hopefully it's at the Subway Series or maybe the next Subway Series. I don't care how many days and weeks have gone by. The next time any of us speak to Aaron Boone, could we still ask him how the heck tonight he was batting Jamai Jones fifth?
All right.
It's going to drive me nuts for the rest
hopefully
of the year.
Hopefully Aaron Jones. I know what he's going to say.
What?
He's going to say, we just substitute him in the lineup for Verdugo. Exactly what he's going to say.
And what's your response going to be? Because I want you because you should ask it. It's obviously very meaningful.
Because it's
to
upsetting you. I completely understand it. Because there's a track record. There's a precedent that they set here.
I agree with you, Tiki. But still, they've slid Trevino up. Like they're still sliding guys around that bottom.
But
of the order.
It's just a short term. It's a short term issue.
When you ask him the question, can you make believe I'm Aaron Boone?
All right.
Okay, guys. Good to be here, guys. Okay, what's your question, Sean?
Aaron, when you came up with batting Jamai Jones fifth, were you liquored up?
Such a long ass season.
Is that what you're going to say to him?
He's got to say it some way instead of just flat out asking him why he batted.
Aaron's a good dude. He may have fun with that.
I botched it again.
I can't wait for that. So
wasn't actually liquor, but some CBD.
That should be his response. So I played you the clip.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A couple minutes ago that the Oriole broadcasters, they were really impressed by the poise the Orioles showed, that the Orioles got hit twice, because even Colin Cowser got hit. And I think we all assumed that one was probably by accident, but nevertheless,
right.
Two Orioles got hit. The Yankee crowd reacted with cheers. Gunnar Henderson didn't smirk. He just went to first base, did his thing. And the response from the Oriole broadcasters was, wow, that just shows great poise. Like, man, it's just all about the game. And I kind of have an issue with that because not that they're wrong, but that we determine that based on the result. If the Orioles had blown that lead, and the Yankees came very close to coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be this soft?
Yeah.
The Yankees pushing them around and they responded.
Yeah.
So isn't that whole opinion based on who won and
well,
lost?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Judge and Sanchez got hurt or got hit early.
Glaber, yeah.
I mean, Glaber, not Sanchez. Glaber got hit in game one and the Yankees still won, but we still had that perception that why don't they react? They're being soft.
Right.
So I don't think it's about winning or losing. It's interesting because as I was listening to those Orioles broadcasters, I was completely disagreeing with them. But as I think about it, they're right.
Well, hold on one second. Let's replay that real quick in case you're just tuning in. Here's what they said about the Orioles getting hit and not doing anything, because ultimately they didn't. Whether you think they started it or not, mm-hmm. this could have continued after right. Gunnar Henderson was hit, and this is what the Oriole broadcasters were saying.
There's a difference, too, between taking it on the chin and just being confident. The Orioles are the latter. Okay, hit us. We'll take the base. We don't care.
Right. And you can stop it at
ball
that point.
Because that's
really all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
So I said this at the beginning of the show. I said it yesterday. It feels like this Oriole team doesn't fear the Yankees. And so when the broadcasters are saying They're feeling confident. It's the latter, meaning that they're confident in themselves. They're not worried about the Yankees. And they're not scared of the Yankees. They are saying, we don't care what you do to us. We're going to do whatever we want to you, but we don't care what you do to us because we think we're better than you. Mm-hmm. And by the record so far this season, we are better than you. And so I think there's just a confidence in this Oriole team, which should scare the hell out of you if you're a Yankee fan, because the last time we saw a confidence like this from a team that maybe should have been scared, even though they were better, was the Astros.
Yeah, but where's that confidence, you think, from? Because they didn't retaliate when Gunnar Henderson got hurt, or just because they won?
I think it's the makeup of their team.
Mm-hmm. Very young team.
It's a young team. They don't know any better. They haven't had enough successes or failures to know. They're just kind of naively powering ahead. We're really damn good. We believe we can beat anybody. You can't tell us otherwise. But to me, it feels more like confidence than anything. That's why it just died.
I think it's confidence, but it shows that we're all just a bunch of hypocrites. Hmm. I mean, the Yankees retaliated. What did it do? I mean, do you really feel better, Sean?
It didn't ignite anything from the Orioles. Well, maybe it ignited something for the Yankees.
I was going to say, I don't think they come back without that.
Oh, come on.
Dude, the whole bench lit up like a Christmas
tree. You
think
the Yankees rally was because they hit Gunnar Henderson?
Dude, and that's why they picked the time to hit him. The game was 4-1, and anybody watching that game in real time, it's easier to say in hindsight, the game was over. The Yankees were dead with their bats.
I get you.
That whole bench got fired up. Stanton comes up, hits the homer. So that's why I really have a problem when everybody says, that was the winning run, came around to score. Ultimately, I think the Yankees were fueled to come back there. I think it energized them.
The whole winning run thing, keep this in mind. Anytime you put a guy on base, there's a risk.
Yeah.
Okay, so whether you're up by five, down by five, it doesn't matter. If you put a guy on base because you hit him, there is an inherent risk involved. So we all knew that going in. So I can't say, it scored the winning run, it's poetic justice. It's just, to me, weird how we spend so much time talking about teams not retaliating, getting pissed off when they don't, and here are the Orioles basically saying, look how poised they are. Mm. We didn't say that about the Mets, or if the Yankees didn't do anything, we'd be ripping them soft.
Which brings us back to night one. So they didn't retaliate for Juan Soto running into their third baseman?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm just saying, that was put out there by Oriole fans.
Well, no, I think, so I'll put it together as an IBO, an independent observer. I think they were annoyed about Juan Soto running into Jordan Westberg, okay? He got hurt, and much like Judge, he missed the game and then came back.
But so they didn't keep their composure, and they hit Aaron Judge because of that.
Do you think that?
I mean,
I don't think that.
I don't think that either.
I don't think that either.
I think he's just a poor inside pitcher.
I agree. Yeah. I think that was a case of slippage, and you need to pitch Aaron Judge up and in, and he happened to hit him. Because if they were retaliating for Juan Soto running into Jordan Westberg, I apologize, they should have hit Juan Soto!
Who, by the way, was back in Game 3.
Aaron Judge.
No.
And Jordan Westberg. Yeah, no, I agree.
Right, so calm down with the, you're hurting our player.
No, I think
nonsense, Oriole fans.
The whole thing is nonsense. Okay, Juan Soto ran into Jordan Westberg. It sucked. It was a weird play. And Juan Soto has a pattern of interference. Okay, fine. Aaron Judge got hit by a pitch. I don't think it was done on purpose, but he got hit by a pitch. The Yankees then retaliate. And Gleyber Torres was hit by a pitch. The Yankees then retaliate, hit someone else with a pitch. But when you really think about it, the whole thing is stupid. What are we doing to each other?
Of course it's stupid.
The whole thing's dumb.
But if you're going to hit somebody with a pitch, do it the way that Victor Gonzalez did it. Just hit him square in the back.
And then it ends.
And then it's over.
But you feel like you got your blood, Sean.
I did, and I was impressed with the Yankee comeback after that.
So we're done. The Yankees do not have to hit the Orioles again.
Nope, unless the Orioles pull a stunt next, which, by the way, you indicated before the Yankees retaliated that could be a situation. Just because the Orioles showed poise after that doesn't mean they're not lurking in 19 days.
I agree. It's why the Oriole announcers are a bunch of hypocrites, because you don't have to retaliate immediately. Sometimes you pick your moment. You pick the right time to strike when people least expect it. Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. What's up, Kendrick?
What up, Kendrick?
Hey, guys. Before I get to the Rico Bronya side of my call here, I wanted to say, Evan, there's four topics that, as someone who's waiting on hold, I think I could do a Cinco, actually, that I don't ever want to hear again. One, jury duty. Two, your beard. Three, Planet of the Apes. Four, your AI songs. and five, the Grimace Era.
Well, the Grimace Era is not going away. The other stuff, you never know, but the Grimace Era is living, man.
Four or all Evan bits. That's good.
That's true. That's all me. He doesn't like me.
the Grimace Era, the reason why I love the era, I'm with Tiki. I want to give credit where credit is due. And that is, the Grimace Era also lines up with Pete going to the four spot, which I think has been a huge, huge factor for the Mets' success, putting JD in the three hole.
Right. Kendrick, going back to where you're supposed to be.
Podcast, via email, and talked about how the lineup is, it's not so much how many home runs you hit, but when you hit the big
okay,
hit.
Can I, I'm and, sorry, let me just interrupt you on one thing, okay? Because I think you and Tiki are making a mistake, and I need to address this. You can like a rally cry, like a good luck charm, like a kind of Met bit. By the way, the Mets have officially won, and they ended the game by striking out Tomas Nito, which is beautiful. You can like something gimmicky, like the rally monkey, or in this case, Grimace.
Grimace, you're our lucky charm.
And give players credit. Obviously, we're giving players credit. No one is thinking, literally, Grimace is the reason the Mets are hot. But it's a nice, fun thing that goes along with it. Why do you have to be, you and Tiki, you're both like this. Why do you have to be such Grinches? I don't understand.
Because you're talking more about Grimace than you are about how these guys are playing.
That's not true.
I hear more about Grimace than I hear about, I don't know, whoever, J.D. Martinez or Lindor or Nimmo, who finally has figured it out, you know, halfway through the season, right? We're not talking about that stuff.
100%, Tiki. I think we should, you know, sneak in some Ozempic into Grimace's milkshakes or something. Lose the weight, lose the luster. But in all seriousness, you know, the Mets have been on a run here. And I think you're also overdoing the importance of this Cubs series versus the Yankees series. Because I went back while I was on the hold for a little bit there. And I was looking over the years, Evan, the reality is you try to make it apples to apples here with the NFL tiebreaker situation. There's 162 games. You're acting as if the chances of two teams tying at the end of a season are realistic. It very rarely happens in the MLB where that tiebreaker is actually going to come into play.
So all right, I'll make it simpler then, because I've always had this opinion, Kendrick, and you've always been a very loyal listener, so I'm sure you've heard me say this before. It's more been with division rivals, but I'll say it again. I have always valued games against National League teams more than against the Yankees because you're competing with those teams for a playoff spot. So, in general, and I've definitely had this conversation with Beningo in the past, I look at Mets Braves as a bigger deal than Mets Yankees. I look at Mets Phillies as a bigger deal than Mets Yankees. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean I don't want to win those games in the moment. It doesn't mean I don't want to be made fun of by Yankee fans. Of course, like, I'm a human. I get all that. But the teams you're competing with offer a bigger, more significance in terms of the standings swing than a team you're not competing with. And I stand by that. The Chicago Cubs right now, I know where their record is. They may be the team ultimately the Mets have to beat out to make the playoffs. That is absolutely on the table because the National League right now is such a mess. So, yes, I value those games more. They play the Nationals in a few weeks. I value those games more. And there's nothing crazy about that. That's just me reminding you that as much as I want to beat the Yankees because I want to make fun of Sean Morash, I want to make the playoffs more. And you cannot deny that games against teams you're competing with for a playoff spot matter more than a team from the American League. Don't remember it. You remember 1998. Great, so do I. That was 27 years ago, dude. 26 years ago. So it's not the same, dude. It's not.
Can I ask you a question, Evan?
Yes.
How many Subway Series games are in your book?
A lot.
How many Cubs Mets games are in your book?
Okay, let me count to that. It's a great, great point. How many of the Subway Series books are World Series or prior to, let's say, 2005? Bingo. How many of them are recent? There's not a lot. I'll give you one of them that has nothing to do with the Yankees. You want to know what it is?
What is it?
Jacob DeGrom's major league debut. It happened to be against the Yankees. They lost 1-0. Why is that in the book?
Because it was Jacob DeGrom's
because
debut.
Because it was Jacob DeGrom.
Now I know where your back hurts. You're always moving the goalposts.
There's no goalposts to move. It's straightforward. Now, let me answer what Sal said. And I appreciate it. Sal Licata answered the question. And he said, who are they playing in the first round of the playoffs?
Are you an idiot?
And I said, whoever you want, the Braves. And he said, the playoffs. I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. You would rather make the playoffs than win regular season games against the New York Yankees. That should be an easy answer. And because it's an easy answer, think about which games matter more. There's your answer. It's what matters more. Let's up it up a notch a little bit. The Yankees play the Braves tonight. Who are you rooting for tonight? If you're a Met fan who likes to dream big, like maybe we don't get the third wild card spot, Tiki. Maybe we get the first wild card spot. Right. Guess who you're rooting for tonight?
Everybody's rooting for the Yankees.
Jamai Jones and the New York Yankees.
That's a good point. Why aren't Met fans more upset that Jamai Jones is betting tonight?
Let's go Yankees. Yeah. I say that because the Yankees could improve the Mets' chances of making the playoffs tonight. I'm sorry. I know that's an uncomfortable reality to people, but that's just true. And so I care more about my team making the playoffs than some petty differences you have with your friends. And that's really what it's about.
But Evan, you know the Subway Series, it exists in a vacuum. For those 2 days, 3 days, whatever it is, it's the most important thing for Yankee fans
Agreed.
And for Met fans.
Agreed.
So when you say, of course it matters more to make the playoffs, but for those couple of days, all that matters is beating your rival.
Yes. In those 2 days, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in the building with you guys. We're all going to be there. It's going to be awesome. So, we're doing live shows. I love it. But in the whole grand scheme of things, that game will impact the playoffs for the Mets less. Now, what's cool for us is that it's Yankees-Mets. So both teams are playing the same game. You know, that's awesome. It's great to see kind of the head-to-head battle. But you know who also agrees with me?
Your dad.
Carlos Mendoza.
Mm.
Because, I don't know if you saw it, Teak, Carlos Mendoza made a little announcement before the game today. He's moving Luis Severino up a day to his normal rest to face the Chicago Cubs. Quickly, it's a matchup thing. Yep. The Yankees struggle against lefties, so now they'll face two lefties, David Peterson and Shamania, as opposed to Luis Severino. Totally get that. But can I give you the other reason why I think you do that?
Well, the obvious reason is because they know Louis.
That's a great one, too. Right. That wasn't my answer, but you're right.
Very familiar with him.
Great point. That's a great, by the way, totally agree with you. That's a great thing to put in the basket. You know, the real reason, well, not the real reason, because that diminishes
the
what
other,
you said.
The other reason.
The reason to me that I make the most important. In your opinion, who is the best starting pitcher on the New York Mets staff right now?
It's Luis Severino.
Okay. We agree? We all agree Severino's the best pitcher? He wants his best pitcher in the more important game. What's the more important game?
The Cubs.
The Cubs. Carlos Mendoza agrees.
That's the mic drop for
That's my
Sal.
Mic drop. Hold on.
That's the mic drop for Sal.
Not for Sal. It's for
Sal.
It's for Lugie. Admitted. I think Sal came around because he admitted in that text message, I'd rather make the playoffs.
His original question. His original ire for you when you came into the studio earlier.
Yeah, but
today.
You know, Sal, you just got to give him some more facts and then he settles down. Yeah. I think he's with me now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Evan.
But Mendoza is the manager. There's a reason it's not, you know, little big league and I'm the manager. The manager's job is to look at the stats and say, yes, this is better for the team. But as far as a fan, our irrational thoughts are, I want to beat the Yankees.
I want to beat the Yankees, too. I'm just saying that these games matter more.
Where did Carlos Mendoza coach before he was the manager?
The New York Yankees.
Where did Luis Severino pitch?
The New York Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
So Carlos Mendoza is making this move because it's in the best interest in beating the Cubs?
I think there's three reasons that we laid out. The matchups favor throwing two lefties against the Yankees.
Uh-huh.
Tiki brings up a great point. The Yankees are very familiar with Severino.
Yeah.
That could be a disadvantage. And then three, I want my best pitcher facing the Chicago Cubs on a Sunday night.
Wouldn't you agree that last year Luis Severino really went in the tank mentally where he was even admitting it?
Yes, 100%.
Wouldn't you admit that this Yankee lineup beating the crap out of Severino might potentially sink him mentally? I think Carlos Mendoza's not doing this because they're playing the Cubs. I think he's trying to save the mentality that is Luis Severino so he continues to be the Mets.
Either way, it's the same thing I said. It doesn't matter how you position it.
Yeah, you're with Tiki, but...
You're saying the same thing I am. It's just a different reason.
He's saying it in a douchier way.
Totally.
Yeah, you're just maligning Luis Severino.
Yeah, yeah. Tiki's saying...
And I won't do that. You know why? Because I like Luis Severino.
I like him, too. I'm just trying to really annoy Evan.
But you're basically saying that Luis Severino is
soft-minded.
So mentally soft that a bad start against the Yankees, his former team, would just destroy him?
No, I'm not saying that. Mendy's saying it.
I don't think Mendy's saying that.
Yeah. I'm just telling you what Mendy's saying.
I think Mendy is saying lefties fare better against the Yankees, which are backed up by facts. You could look it up. And also, I want my best pitcher facing the Chicago Cubs, the more important game. And it is a more important game. I mean, you guys could tell me all day how badly you want to beat your brother and how your cousin makes you mad, and I understand that. I'm going to be in the building, too. I don't like getting mocked by Yankee fans. I agree with you. But when you take a nice, careful view at the season, the games against the Cubs and the games against the Nationals, too, matter more.
They matter. No, they matter equally in the sense that the Cubs matter more for the chances to get to the postseason, but the games against the Yankees matter more because they're personal. Because of schmucks like this who are trying to get under your skin, and I could see it in your eyes right now, you want to strangle him, but then it, you know, goes against your point because he's got to go, well, they're afraid, they're afraid. You knew he'd go that route, and how many of his brethren feel the exact same way? That's why those games matter
more. Okay, the Mets beat the Yankees twice next week. What satisfaction are you getting at the hands of him? Like,
the satisfaction is
better than you? Like, what are you going to say?
No, because he'll come out with his excuses. He'll, you know, give the resume, which is what Yankee fans do, and I'll get that satisfaction because I know that they're beat. Oh, they know it, so they got to pull the resume out.
I got satisfaction. I just thought something great, Tiki, but you got to approve it, and you may not approve it. If the Mets beat the Yankees twice, Sean has to sit there for the entire show in that grimace outfit that someone mysteriously wore today. I don't know.
Actually, I think that's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I might even come around to grimace then.
I have to take it off at one point.
No, you got to wear it the whole time. No. You're just worried about air circulation?
No. No, I'm not worried about air circulation. I'm worried about saying, and by Wendy's, try the new pretzel baconator today dressed as a McDonald's mascot.
Love Wendy's.
Oh, crap.
Love Wendy's.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it is
good. Try the baconator. Okay. The new baconator.
All right, you know what? Just the first 2 hours of the show.
Right.
He got me on that one. All right, for 2 hours.
Okay. That.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.